saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, this is Steve from Great Lakes True Crime. We tell stories from Ohio and the rest of the lower Great Lakes region. Give us a listen on your favorite podcast app. And follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Just search for Great Lakes True Crime.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in. When you're in danger, when you need help and have no one to turn to, call the Falcon. Today's episode, the 1943 to 1954 series, The Falcon. Once again, taken from the novel character, The Falcon, created by Drexel Drake, which is a pseudonym for Charles H. Huff. Be sure to check out volumes 1 and 2 in the archives, and also let me know your thoughts on The Falcon. I was introduced to this character pretty late, but it's definitely a fun show. I have yet to see any of the movies. However, they're on the list. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, if you keep coming back to it, please consider following, reviewing, and rating the podcast. The more ratings I get, the more people can find this podcast and enjoy these great stories. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Peggy. I'm glad you called. I'll have to ask for a rain check, Angel. I'm all tied up. Mm-hmm. An actor friend of mine just bought himself a gun, and the way it looks now, he figures to make a big hit.
The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves... the case of the disappearing doll. The case of the disappearing doll.
It's Wednesday evening in New York, and in a small furnished room on Manhattan's east side, a gentleman named Carl Hoffman glares at an old clock, as if commanding it to stop. And when it continues to ignore Mr. Hoffman's wishes, he hauls off and makes known his displeasure.
Hey, take it easy, Carl.
Don't tell me to take it easy, Shepard.
You went and busted the clock.
That's not all I'm going to bust either. Where's Janet?
Give her a chance, Carl. She'll show.
When? She was due here an hour ago.
Well, maybe she got tied up with that jerk Harry Jensen.
That's still no excuse. I told her a dozen... Get that.
Yeah, I'll get it. Just a second.
Hello, Sheppy.
Oh, you're just in time, Janet.
What's the matter?
Carl, he's blowing his top.
Don't worry about it. It'll do him good.
That you, Janet?
Yeah.
Where the devil have you been?
Working.
You were due here at 8.
There were what they call extenuating circumstances.
You out with Harry Jensen?
Uh-huh.
How'd you make out?
Well, he's loosening up a little.
But?
He still wouldn't kick through with the information.
Oh, that's a nice how do you do.
Well, if you think you can do better...
Maybe
you...
I
All
can.
Right, take it easy, Carl. You too, Janet.
Where does he get off bawling me out? How long have I had to work on Harry?
Look, we know it's only been a week, but time is getting short. Vince Dario will be here tomorrow.
Who?
Vince Dario. Carl's bringing him in from Toledo for this.
Why?
Because he's the best man in the business, that's why. And
yeah.
Vince isn't the kind of a guy who'll hang around if we can't promise him action.
Well, I'm doing everything I can.
Yeah, sure she is, Carl. Now, why don't you two just kiss and make up?
sorry, Janet.
Forget it, honey.
Come here, baby. don't mind me, folks.
Grab yourself a walk, Shep.
Come on, fellas, break it up, huh? We got work to do.
He's right, sweetheart. When do you think you'll have something to report from that Harry Jensen character?
Well, they wanted to see me later tonight.
Well, maybe tonight's the night.
Maybe.
How about it, Janet? You know, I think if you got him good and plastered, he might start talking.
That's never been a problem with Harry. The tough thing is to make him quit.
Well, get him started in the right direction, baby. And when he stops, we'll be on Easy Street.
Be such a sissy.
Who's a sissy?
You are.
Yeah? Well, let me show you something. Give me that bottle.
Now, Harry, do you think you should?
Watch.
Well, well, well.
How's that?
Oh, darling, you're terrific.
Hey, you want to know something, Janet?
What?
Hey, you're pretty terrific, too. I'm crazy about you, baby.
Crazy enough to marry me?
Say the word and we'll do it like that.
Don't tempt me, Harry.
I mean it.
So do I. What did we live on?
What will we live on? What's the matter with me? I make good dough. $80 a week. Is that anything to sneeze at?
Oh, no, that's wonderful, darling.
Yeah, I'm top man with the outfit. Who do you think makes all the important deliveries?
Who?
Me, that's who.
Go on.
Don't believe me, huh? Ever hear of the McGill Company?
Yeah.
Well, they got a payroll of $80,000 a week, and I'm the guy who brings it to them.
When?
Huh?
When do you bring it to them?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. We're not supposed to tell.
And you claim you love me.
I do,
then
sweetheart.
Then tell me. Tell me when you're going to deliver the McGill payroll.
Now, what difference does that make?
Think I could marry a man who didn't trust me?
Say, Janet.
What?
Well, ain't... Isn't it kind of stuffy in here?
No.
I feel awful warm. You know, I bet I could just go to sleep.
Don't you pass out on me!
Oh, no, don't, Janet. I'm not about...
Harry. Harry. The McGill payroll. When do you deliver it?
Yeah. Friday. Friday at 2.
Looking for Carl Hoffman.
Well, who are you?
All right, Sheppy, let him in. Hiya, Vince.
Hello, Hoffman.
Sheppy, Vince Dario.
Glad to know you.
Thanks.
When'd you get in, Vince?
About 20 minutes ago.
You couldn't have timed it better.
Got something hot?
Mm-hmm. Sheppy, here at the McGill Company?
The people who make all those plumbing fixtures?
That's right.
Don't tell me you're figuring on knocking them off.
That's what I'm figuring on.
I wish you would have told me that in your letter.
Why?
Because I wouldn't have wasted my time coming to New York.
Let him go, Carl.
Shut up, Sheppy. Now, before you make up your mind, Vince, maybe you ought to hear the deal.
There's no deal where you have to walk into a plant like McGill's.
We don't have to walk in. We grab on the outside.
Come again?
The messenger who delivers the payroll is a character named Harry Jensen. We know to the minute what time he'll get to the factory. Now, you interested?
I'm still here.
They're tearing up the street in front of the place, so he has to park his bus a block away. Now, hook him down Remsen Street. That's where you and I take over. Sheppy will be covering the street with a Thompson from a vacant room across the way.
Sounds all right.
It gets better as it goes along. Now, we give the dough to Janet.
Wait a second. Who's Janet?
A girlfriend of mine.
I don't like it, Hoffman.
What's the matter now?
I don't like any caper where a babe is involved.
You don't know this babe. How do you think we find out when they're going to deliver the payroll?
Oh.
Yeah. She's a real stylish kid.
What's her last name?
Halsey. Wait till you meet her.
I'd like to very much.
It's all up to you, Vince. What do you say?
We got the time, the place, and a girl. What more can a fella ask?
How did she handle, Janet?
All right, I guess.
You guess.
Well, I never did like driving in this kind of weather.
Don't be silly, baby. It's going to make things a lot easier all around. Right, Vince?
Sure, the rain will keep him off the streets.
Whoa, sweetheart, wait a minute. Right here will be fine.
Did I shut her off?
I'll keep her running. And remember, when you start off again, go right into second and don't feed her too much gas.
Yeah, I got it.
What time is it, Vince?
Make it a couple of minutes to two.
Mm-hmm. You see Sheppy across the street?
I think so.
Well, that does it. Are you sure you know what to do, Janet?
Yeah, as soon as I get the bag, I head straight for my apartment.
That's right. Don't hang around no matter what. We'll all be over to your place by 9 to divvy up.
Supposing you aren't.
Don't give it a thought, sweetheart. It'll take more than what?
Is that our friend, Harry?
Where?
On the corner.
Yeah, that's him.
All right, Vince, here's where we go to work.
Lots of luck, honey.
Thanks, baby. Give me a cigarette.
Yeah.
Where's that lighter you're so proud of? Oh, what do you know? It works.
Here he comes.
Hey, buddy.
Me?
Yeah. Can you tell us what Tremont Avenue is?
Oh, well, you're on the wrong side of town, mister. I tell you what you better do.
No, I'll tell you what you better do. Don't make a move, bud. Not even a teeny one.
Hey, what is this?
Just what it looks like. Pass that grip to my friend. Go on.
Sorry, pal. You know how it is.
No hard feelings, I hope.
Well, that's all right, mister. I got a good memory for faces. I won't forget you.
In that case, let me give you something else to remember me by.
Who is it?
That should be open up.
Hello, Carl. Vince.
Hi.
Went off like clockwork, didn't I?
Yeah. Where's Janet?
She ain't here.
Huh? What?
No. I was the first one in. Lucky I had a key to her place, huh?
You're lucky I don't have a suspicious mind.
Well, I have. Did she phone in?
Uh-uh.
You told her to come straight here, didn't you, Carl?
Yeah.
Well, you don't think she had an accident, do you?
No. We would have heard about it. I had the radio in the car tuned to the police calls. But if the cops nabbed her...
You kidding? There was nobody within miles of her. After you chucked the bag into her car, she took off.
She'll show up, Vince.
She better. She's got all the dough.
Just what are you getting at?
You told me yourself she's a very smart girl. Women who are beautiful shouldn't be brainy.
Meaning?
I think we got a double cross.
You're nuts.
I'll leave it to Sheppy.
No. Janet wouldn't do that, Vince.
Why not?
Well, because she never did it before.
Did she ever have 80 grand before?
Look, what are you worried about? It isn't even 9 o'clock.
Well, supposing she doesn't show by 9.
Then I'll start looking for her. And if she isn't dead when I find her, she'll wish to heaven she was.
Guy's got a butt. I'm fresh out.
There's a pack in my coat pocket, Sheppy.
Thanks.
Carl, you wouldn't have anything else in that pocket.
Like what, Vince?
Like 80 grand. Pardon me for pointing, but it's 20 after 9. Your girlfriend hasn't shown up yet.
So?
So I think we ought to start looking for her.
Suppose she comes back in the meantime.
You can always leave a note.
No. I think one of us ought to hang around here.
Who, for instance?
Why, do you want to?
Maybe I better.
Okay, you wait here. Sheppy, you cover the east side. You know the places Janet likes.
I got you.
What are you going to do, Hoffman?
I got an angle I want to try.
Like what?
Never mind. But if Janet's tossing us a curve, I think I know the one guy who can throw her out at home. I'll let you know how I make out. Yeah? I'd like to see Mike Waring, the Falcon, please.
You are now.
Oh, well, my name's Carl Hoffman.
Yeah?
Can I come in?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Sit down.
Much obliged.
Now, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking for a girl.
Aren't we all?
No, I mean, this is a special one. Her name is Janet Halsey.
Janet Halsey?
Yeah. She's my girlfriend.
Well, maybe we better take this from the beginning.
Well, Janet and I were supposed to be married next Sunday. So I opened up a joint account for us at the bank.
How big?
$2,000.
And she skipped?
Mm-hmm. This morning. She lived at the Brighton Towers.
How do you know she didn't meet with an accident?
Well, she's done the same thing before.
Oh, she has?
Yeah. She served 3 years in the women's penitentiary under the name of Lois Hart. She got out in 48.
Well, how come you trusted her with your money?
Well, you know how it is, Waring. You always hope that this time it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see what I can do, Hoffman. As you say, the first problem is to locate the girl.
Yeah, and the moment you do, will you give me a call? I'll be waiting at the Brighton.
Brighton? Didn't you say that's where your girlfriend lives?
Yeah. I'm using her apartment to operate from. Mm-hmm. You see, I wouldn't want to miss her if she came back. Well, I guess that does it, Falcon. I'll be waiting for your call.
Now back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Carl Hoffman recruited Mike Waring in his search for Janet Halsey. And now, as we find Mike, he is making a tour of some of the shadier spots on New York's Third Avenue.
Looking for someone, mister?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Falcon.
Hello, Joey.
A long time no see, pal. What can I do for you, Mike?
Well, you're a man who knows all the wrong people. Ever hear of a girl named Janet Halsey? Huh? We seem to have an audience.
Yeah, and I like your act, mister.
Hey, I missed the last line. Would you mind repeating it?
Now, cut it out, Sheppy. This is Mike Waring.
I don't give a rap who he is.
What do you want with Janet Halsey?
I don't think that's any of your business.
All right. Suppose we take a little walk outside.
No, thanks. It's too hot.
That's all right. I got something in my pocket to chill you off.
Now, take it easy, Sheppy.
Keep out of this, Joe. What do you say, Waring?
I don't seem to have much choice in the matter.
No. So start walking.
I'm sorry, Mike.
It's all right, Joey. All in a day's work.
Quit gabbing. Come on, I haven't got all day.
Look, if you'd like to put this off...
Don't be a wise guy.
Okay, where do we go from here?
Let's try that alley.
Now, look,
you heard me. All right, hold it. This is fine. Now, let's pick up where we left off. What do you want with Janet?
It's a long story, Sheppy.
It's okay, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, it might surprise you.
Here we go.
Get that hand out of your
let
pocket.
Let go or I'll walk.
All right, punk, on your feet.
Let me alone.
I said on your feet. Why are you so interested in Janet Halsey?
Maybe I'm looking for her, too.
Maybe, and then again, maybe you know where she is.
No.
Where can I find her?
I got no idea.
Well, get one.
Let me go.
Come on, Shep, you can keep this up all night.
Have you been to the Brighton Tower?
No, but someone else has, and she wasn't there.
Well, you might try the Riverdale. Apartment 4E.
Well, thanks a lot, fella. You've been a great help. Let's do it again sometime. Who is it?
Carl.
Where's Sheppy, Vince?
Out looking.
Did he phone in?
No, I guess he had nothing to report. How did you make out?
Not so hot.
I guess that leaves me up the well-known creek.
What are you griping about? We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but I didn't bring Janet into the act. You did, Hoffman.
Okay, and I'll find her.
I don't see you making any progress.
Maybe not, but I hired somebody who will.
Who?
A fellow named Mike Waring.
The private dick?
That's right.
What's the idea? You going off your trolley?
Relax, will you, Vince? I gave him a song and dance about wanting to find Janet. This guy Waring has plenty of contacts.
Well, I don't like it.
You, the boy, was bellyaching that I wasn't doing anything.
You didn't have to go that far.
Oh, how far would you go for 80 grand?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Thanks.
That must be Sheppy.
I'll take it. Yeah, what do you want?
I beg your pardon. I must have the wrong number.
Wait a minute. Is that you, Janet? Hello. Hello.
What's the trouble?
I think that was Janet.
You're imagining things.
Don't tell me. I'd recognize her voice anywhere.
What made her call and then hang up?
You know something, Vince? That's just what I was wondering. I'll be back in an hour.
Hello.
Hello, is it Janet Halsey's apartment?
Yeah. Who's calling?
Mike Waring.
We just stepped out for a while. Want to leave a message?
Who's this?
It's okay. I'm a friend of his. My name is Vince Dario.
Well, tell Hoffman I've got a lead on his girlfriend. He's supposed to be at Riverdale Arms. If he'll meet me at the 86 Club, we'll go over together.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Waring. I know Carl'll be glad to hear that.
It's about time, Hoffman.
Sorry, I'm late, but I just got your message. Where'd you get your dope from?
A punk named Sheppy Oliver.
What?
Yeah, he pulled a gun on me.
That's the funniest thing I've heard yet.
Is it?
Yeah. Sheppy's a friend of mine.
Oh, is that so?
Sure. When he heard you asking for Janet, he must have gotten suspicious.
Why?
Well, he's not very bright. What was that address he gave you again?
Riverdale Arms.
That's what I thought. It's a bump steer.
How do you know?
That's where Sheppy lives himself.
Why would he give me his own address?
Probably rattled him so badly, it was the only thing he could think of.
Well, that's one possibility.
Can you think of any other?
Yeah, maybe Janet had a partner.
You mean Sheppy?
Why not?
He's my best friend.
Uh-huh. Janet was your best girl. Let's go see who's playing on whose team.
Last one down the hall, Waring. You know, there's one thing that throws me.
Only one?
After I left your office, I went back to Janet's apartment. I was talking with Vince Dario when the phone rang.
So?
A girl got on. I would have sworn it was Janet, but she claimed it was the wrong number.
Well, maybe she was trying to get in touch with Sheppy, and she got frightened when she heard your voice.
Could be, but I never thought Sheppy was her type. This is the place. I just can't believe that he...
What's the matter? Unlocked?
Yeah.
Just as I figured. Well, I guess I better call the police, huh?
Well, what's the matter?
Take a good look. Holy smoke. It's Sheppy. Yeah, and with that slug in his head, I don't think he's in any position to call the cops himself. Where's the phone?
Come on, Vince, open up. What took you so long?
I was busy. Who's your friend?
Oh, that's right. You boys haven't met. Mike, this is Vince Dario.
How do you do?
Hi. How did that lead pan out?
Not too bad.
You find Janet there?
No, we found Sheppy.
I don't get it.
He was murdered.
Murdered? By who, Janet?
That's one way to look at it.
There any other?
Yeah, I suppose Janet was working with a man.
You mean Sheppy? I don't see it.
That's just what I said.
Look, Carl, suppose we forget the whole thing.
What do you mean?
We gambled and lost.
Oh, you surprised me, Vince. A couple hours ago, you were bawling me out for not doing anything. Now you're willing to write the whole thing off.
There's no use crying over spilt milk.
Sure. With 80 grand in your pocket, you can always buy yourself another quart.
Oh?
You say something, Waring?
Just oh.
Look, Carl, you've been hinting at something all along. What is it?
I think you know where Janet is.
You're crazy.
I was a sucker not to see it before.
Don't be a fool, Carl. Can't you see what Janet's doing? She murdered Sheppy. Now she's turning us against each other.
Well, somebody put her up to it, and I got a feeling that she... Quit it,
you...
Cut it out, Hoffman. What of this, Mike? Where is she, Vince? Come on, Hoffman, break it up. Mike, let go.
I said break it up.
Okay.
Dario. What was the idea, Hoffman?
I don't like double crosses. Get the keys out of his pocket.
What for?
I got a hunch Janet is holed up in his apartment, and I'm going to play it to the hilt.
Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Only a few minutes have passed since Carl Hoffman decided that Janet might be hiding in Vince Dario's apartment. Now he and Mike are at Dario's, but so far there's been no sign of Janet.
Well, looks like your hunch was worthless, Hoffman.
You try the kitchen?
I've been all over the place. There's no one here.
I still believe that Janet was working.
Wait a minute. Open that drawer again.
Hmm?
I thought I saw an envelope in there.
Hey, you're right. Mr. Vince Dario. 2719 Bolton Avenue, Detroit.
Look at the postmark.
Bedford Hills, March 16th, 1948.
Now look at the return address on the other side.
Janet Halsey, State Penitentiary for Women.
Uh-huh. You get it?
Then I was right. Vince knew Janet all along.
Well, you could build up a convincing case on the face of it.
Yeah, but where is she now?
Well, can't you think of somewhere she might go?
Oh, we've covered every possible hideout.
No, we haven't. There's one place you're forgetting, Hoffman.
Who's?
Yours.
What are you talking about?
You're the man who put Janet up to this. You plan to double-cross your mob from the beginning.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I thought you did pretty well. You murdered Sheppy and framed Vince Dario, and that only left Janet to be taken care of.
What about you?
I don't think you're man enough.
That just goes to...
What's the matter, Hoffman? You lose something? That's what you're looking for?
Where'd you get that gun?
I lifted it off you when you were shoving Dario around. Just say the word, friend, and I'll give it back to you. A slug at a time.
Well, what happened after that, Mike?
You know the rest, Janet. As soon as the police picked up Carl, I went to his apartment.
And picked me up.
And not a bad day's work at that.
Thanks.
No, I'm talking about the little bag you had with you containing 80 grand belonging to the McGill Company.
Oh.
Now, what gets me is how you people knew exactly what time the payroll was to be delivered.
Oh, I had inside information.
From the boy who delivered it?
How did you guess?
It figured. What did you do? Use your feminine wiles?
It didn't take much. He wanted to prove what a great big man he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have that effect on the opposite sex.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just too bad you had all your work for nothing.
Yeah, I guess when you come down to it, I was pretty lucky at that.
You sure were, Angel. There's no doubt that with Sheppy and Vince Dario disposed of, you were next on Carl's list.
Dirty double-crosser.
No, there's no reason to be angry. After all, you were in on 99% of the plot. He just neglected to tell you the big finish he planned for you. Oh, incidentally, when you called your apartment and got Hoffman on the phone, why did you pretend it was the wrong number?
We had it arranged. When Carl picked up the phone and said, "Yes, what do you want?" I knew he wasn't alone, and that was my cue to hang up.
Pretty cute. That was the second way he convinced Dario he was acting above board.
What was the first, Mike?
Hiring me. He had to go through with the motions of trying to find you, and what would make him look more innocent than hiring a private detective?
I still don't see what proved to you he was guilty.
Well, the return address on the envelope I found in Dario's room gave your name as Janet Halsey. And Carl told me when you were up at the women's pen, you served time under the name of Lois Hart, so obviously the letter was a frame.
And Carl was the only one who could have planted it.
That's right.
You know, you're pretty wonderful, honey. I mean, Mr. Waring.
Oh, I don't mind you getting affectionate. After all, we're going to be seeing lots of each other, Janet.
Are we?
Mm-hmm. Oop, almost past our destination.
Is this where you live?
What's the matter with you, Janet? Don't you recognize the building?
Police headquarters.
That's right.
Why, you no good double-cross...
Now, what are you complaining about, Angel? I promised you we'd be seeing a lot of each other. Can I help it if for the next 10 years it'll have to be through bars? I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I'm in the middle of a hot deal. Mm-hmm. Some boys I know are interested in the big money, and they figure if we put all our capital in a gun, we ought to make a killing.
The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the Quarrelsome Quartet. Before the Falcon starts on tonight's case, I'd like to say just a word about something extra delicious. Kraft mayonnaise. Here's really true mayonnaise at its finest. One taste will tell you that. Just one taste of delicate, exquisitely flavored Kraft mayonnaise will tell you that here is mayonnaise to delight even the fussiest cook. Try it. Try it and see for yourself. Tomorrow when you shop, get a jar of wonderful tasting Kraft mayonnaise. And now, the case of the Quarrelsome Quartet. It's late evening in New York, and in a shabby apartment on Manhattan's west side, a short, heavy-set boy named Dixie Taylor watches his companion, Georgie Reynolds, attack an age-old problem, how to dispose of an empty bottle. But George is equal to the occasion, for spying the fireplace, he comes up with a practical solution.
Well, I guess that's one way to get rid of your empty.
Anybody ask you, Taylor?
No.
All right, then shut your face. Hazel. Hey!
You want me, George?
No, I was just rehearsing. I'm going in for hardcore.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I was busy.
Well, I hope I wasn't interrupting anything important.
No, honey.
Get me another bottle.
Well, darling, don't you
Didn't I tell you something?
All right, George.
It's one of my bedroom closets. Well, what are you staring at, Dixie?
I was just wondering about Hazel.
Well, don't. You're going to do any wondering, think about Martinez.
Oh, Lloyd will be here.
Yeah, when? He was due an hour ago.
Well, maybe he had some trouble finding Saunders.
Oh, that's just ducky. What goes on with you guys anyway? Do I have to
tell
you?
That's probably Martinez and Saunders now.
Hazel?
Yes, George?
Didn't you hear that?
Well, I was trying to get...
Never mind the alibis, that.
Yeah, just a second.
Hello, Hazel.
Hello, Mr. Martinez.
Your boyfriend here?
Yeah, we're in the kitchen. Come on in, bring your friend with you.
Hi, Georgie.
Hello, Taylor.
Hello, Louie. Well, you took your own sweet time getting here, Martinez.
Well, I got a little bit trouble finding Mr. Saunders here.
Gentlemen?
Bring in a couple of chairs, Hazel.
Yes, dear.
All right, now go on. Go on, beat it.
But, darling...
I said beat it. These fellows and I have some business to discuss. Well, Martinez, did you tell Saunders what I lined up?
No, I think what's maybe better, I leave that for you.
It's a snatch, Saunders.
A what?
A snatch.
That's what I thought you said.
Well, it's been nice knowing you, gentlemen.
Sit down, Saunders.
No, thanks. I'm not interested.
Cost you something to listen?
All right.
Ever hear of Big Joe Gallagher?
Well, enough to know that if he's the party you got in mind, you can include me out, as the saying goes.
Now, don't be a jerk, Saunders. Sure, Gallagher's a big rackets boy, but that's just why we can get away with it.
You're crazy. Now, look, Martinez, why didn't you tell me that...
Let Georgie finish.
Dixie and I used to work for Gallagher. We know it makes him tick. A guy in his position would never yell copper.
Yes, but there's one thing you're overlooking. From what I know of Mr. Gallagher, he never goes anywhere without two or three of his boys. How are you going to separate the wheat from the chaff?
I got it all figured out. Gallagher's a ladies' man, see? Now, if a babe were to call him up and arrange a blind date, it's dollars to donuts he'd go for it.
I doubt it.
Don't tell me. I've seen it work a dozen times.
You got the girl?
Yeah. Yeah, Hazel, the one who let you in.
I suppose she talks.
She wouldn't dare. Besides, she doesn't have to know what's going on. I'll tell her the whole thing's a gag.
Where do I come in?
Hazel will arrange to meet Gallagher at the 49 Club. You and Martinez will pick him up.
What about you and Taylor?
Now, we can't take a chance. He knows it. Well, what do you say, Saunders?
You think this will work, Martinez?
Why not? Georgie's got all the angles figured out.
So it would seem. Okay, gentlemen. Deal me in.
Gallagher, please.
Who wants him?
Well, he wouldn't know me, but you can tell him I'm a friend of Gloria Wilson.
I never heard of her.
Are you Mr. Gallagher?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Gloria made me promise to look you up when I got to New York.
I'm sorry, sister. I don't know anybody by that handle.
She was a chorus girl at Pirandello's.
Hey, wait a minute, baby. What's your name?
Hazel Wall.
You look anything like you sound, Hazel?
Oh, now, really, Mr. Gallagher?
No, kidding, because if you do, I'd like to see you.
I'm afraid that's out of the question, Mr. Gallagher. I'm flying to the coast tonight.
What time?
1:45.
Well, that still gives us 3 hours to get acquainted. What do you say, baby?
All right. But you'll have to meet me here. You see, I'm expecting friends.
Oh, that's okay. Where are you?
It's a little place called the 49 Club. Do you know it?
No, but I'll manage. What color dress you wearing?
Blue.
My favorite color. Okay, Hazel, I'll see you in 20 minutes. Hey, buddy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you wouldn't happen to have seen a blonde around, huh?
Blue dress?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Gallagher.
Oh, who are you?
Hazel's cousin. Didn't she tell you we're having a little farewell party in her honor?
Well, she said something about friends.
Oh, now, don't get frightened. We'll be pushing off in a few minutes, and that'll give you enough time to talk to Hazel alone.
Where is she?
She's in the back room with the rest of the family.
Well, let's go.
Right down here.
By the way, fella, I don't believe I caught your name.
Well, it's the same as Hazel.
Related on your father's side.
Yes, that's right. Here we are.
Hiya, fella.
Hello, Louie. This is Hazel's friend.
Pleasure to know you, Mr. Gallagher.
Where's Hazel?
Oh, she just stepped out for a minute.
Well, where's the rest of the crowd?
Crowd?
Yeah, her cousin told me she had a flock of relatives down here.
Never believe Saunders. He's a big joker.
Saunders? I thought his name was Walsh. What goes on here, anyway?
What, you son?
Just keep those hands where they are, Mr. Gallagher. Frisk him, Martinez.
Get your hands off me.
Don't get excited, Mr. Gallagher. He's fighting for your blood pressure.
Is he clean?
He's now.
Good. Would you be kind enough to accompany us, Mr. Gallagher?
Oh, no, you're not getting me to walk out of here.
Well, as long as you feel...
Let's go.
You have to hand it to him, Martinez. He said he wasn't walking out of here, and he was right.
Anyway, got the time, Dixie.
You asked me that just 5 minutes ago, George.
Now, don't get smart. Think anything could have gone wrong?
Not a chance.
What'd you tell Galka's wife?
Just what you told me. I said we had a husband, and if she wanted them back, she was to dig up $100,000.
Yeah, maybe I should have gone for it myself instead of sending Saunders and Martinez.
What are you worried about, Georgie? They managed the snatch, all right.
Yeah, but how do I know that they're
George?
I'll get it.
Hello, George.
You got it, Saunders?
What does this bag look like?
All right, let me have it. How'd it go off?
Oh, the clock works. As soon as Mrs. Gallagher gives us the money, I give her the key and took her away to find her husband.
Oh, nice work, Louie.
Yes, I guess congratulations are in order all around. $100,000. Just think of it.
You'd think of it, Saunders, because that's as close as you're getting to it.
What do you mean, George?
Well, I tell you, friend, it's like this. The boys and I had a little talk.
And you decided why split four ways, huh?
Well, you catch on fast.
But didn't you think I'd have anything to say about that?
Sure, I put away that gun, Saunders.
Georgie was only clowning.
Yes, our best. You know, I'm a little surprised at you, Dixie.
Look, if we were going to double-cross you, you think we'd send you for the dough?
Sure, that doesn't make sense, does it? No, don't move, Parsi. Just drop the gun.
Let's go on, Martinez. Well, Mr. Smart Guy, what do you say?
That's enough, George.
Go on, Saunders. Beat it.
All right. Gentlemen, if this little get-together hasn't been pleasant, it has been informative. Well, I'll be very glad to show you what I learned next time we meet.
I'm looking for a Michael Waring, private detective called the Falcon.
Well, you picked the right place.
Oh, are you...
Mm-hmm. Come on in, Angel.
Thank you.
Sit down.
I suppose I should introduce myself.
It's customary.
Well, my name is Hazel Walsh.
Hazel Walsh?
Oh, that's right.
Who recommended me?
Well, I remembered hearing about the Falcon years ago.
And you filed the information away for this more convenient date, hmm?
Yes. Are you available for a case?
At $50 a day in expenses, I am. What's your problem?
Well, it's really not my problem, Mr. Waring. A girlfriend of mine is engaged to some man, and she believes that he's done something...
Crooked?
Of course not.
All right, let's call it unethical. Go on.
Well, if the man ever was caught, could they force my friend to be a witness against him?
They certainly could.
Even though she found out about it by accident?
Doesn't make any difference, Miss Walsh.
Well... Isn't there anything she can do?
Nope. Only if she were married to him, could she refuse to testify.
Well, if we got married... I mean, if they got married, I...
Let's use the first example, Hazel. It'll be easier on us both.
Now, look here, Mr. Warren.
No, you look, Angel. You're obviously in some sort of a jam. Now, what is it?
I tell you, you're wrong.
What did your boyfriend do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
All right. I suppose you tell me his name.
It's... Harry Prescott.
Come on, Hazel. What's his name?
Well, you have no right to question me like this.
No, but the police have.
You're not going to call him?
No.
Well, it's George Reynolds.
Is he the same Georgie Reynolds who used to run with the Gallagher mob?
No. No, it's not that one at all.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose you introduce us and let me see for myself. Hmm? I'm an easy man to convince.
Sounds as though Mike follows that good old theory that seeing is believing. Of course, that's a pretty smart idea, I think. And it's a good one for everyone to follow when it comes to food. For example, I can tell you how satiny smooth Kraft mayonnaise is. What an amazing, creamy, rich texture it has because of the special way Kraft blends it. But to really appreciate just how smooth Kraft Kitchen Fresh mayonnaise is, get a jar and see for yourself. That way you can taste for yourself, too. You won't have to take my word for it that Kraft mayonnaise is especially good, with a delicate, delightful flavor, the result of careful blending of only the finest oils and eggs, the most fragrant vinegars and spices. Yes, the best way to tell is to taste Kraft mayonnaise yourself. Try it on a cool and colorful salad of hollowed-out tomatoes topped with spicy deviled eggs and garnished with fresh and tangy watercress. It's really delicious. So tomorrow, when you shop, get a jar of Kraft Kitchen Fresh mayonnaise. Whether you're serving a simple, everyday kind of salad or a fancy company special, you'll enjoy it more with true mayonnaise at its finest, Kraft mayonnaise. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon. 15 minutes have passed since Hazel Walsh introduced herself to Mike Waring, and now the two are on their way to Georgie Reynolds' apartment. And strangely enough, Miss Walsh doesn't seem too delighted by the trip.
I don't know why I let you talk me into this, Mr. Waring.
Simple, Hazel. You're the kind of girl who's taken such a licking, you could be talking to anything.
That's a lie.
All right, then why did you bring me here?
Because I thought you could help George.
Well, if it's the same George I think it is, you'll have to get yourself another boy. Whatever made you tie up with a guy like that?
I don't think that concerns you.
That's the place?
Yes.
Can I help?
No, thanks.
Where's the light switch?
A little over to your right. Have you got it?
Yep. Stop that. I saw him. Now you stay where you are.
Is he?
Yes, he's nothing else but... Someone gave it to him right through the temple.
George!
Look, if you get a grip on yourself.
How can you talk to me like that when my fiancé's been murdered?
I can talk to you like that because it's not your fiancé.
What?
This is a boy named Dixie Taylor. Now will you behave?
I believe it, Mr. Waring. There must be some mistake.
What's the matter, Hazel? You disappointed it isn't George?
Of course not.
Did you know Taylor?
Well, he was a friend of George's. I saw him around here once or twice.
Who else was a member of this fraternity?
Just a man named Louis Martinez.
Well, that's some select group. I've heard of all of them. Did they blackball anyone recently?
I don't know what you mean.
Did your boyfriend and Martinez cross anyone lately?
I don't think so.
Hazel, you better stop lying. You don't do it very well.
Well, there was a Nick Saunders.
Good-looking boy, around 35?
Yes.
What did they fight about?
I don't know.
You think Saunders might have killed Dixie?
I suppose so.
How about George?
No.
Hazel, don't be a sucker. You think he'll appreciate your loyalty?
Why don't you ask him, Waring?
George.
All right, I will. Isn't it nice of her not to suspect you, George?
Not to suspect me of what?
Take a look under that blanket.
Oh. Who did it?
That's just what I was asking. You got any suggestions?
Larry or what? Say, who invited you here, anyway?
She didn't.
Oh, is that so?
Darling, I was only thinking of you.
Well, that's the truth, George. Never have I seen a woman show so much concern.
All right, Waring, beat it. I don't need you.
How about Hazel?
She don't need you either. Go on, Hazel. Tell him.
I made a mistake, Mr. Waring. I'm sorry.
You mean that?
Yes.
Okay.
So be it. Oh, when the police show up, tell them I have to leave.
It'll be a pleasure.
Listen, Georgie, I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Oh, darling, I was only thinking of you. I know what you, Dixie Martinez, did to Saunders. That's why I went to Waring.
Well, that was smart.
But I was worried about Saunders.
And I'm worried about you, Hazel. You think you'll ever learn to keep your mouth shut? Or do I have to beat you?
Corbett, this is Mike Waring.
What's on your mind, Mike?
Listen, what kind of caper has Georgie Reynolds pulled recently?
Well, there's some talk going around that Big Joe Gallagher was snatched last week.
Oh, that's crazy, Sergeant. I saw him on 48th Street yesterday.
I know, but that's the story we got. According to one of my pet stoolies, his missus laid out $100,000 to get him back.
You think Georgie Reynolds is behind us?
Wouldn't be at all surprised.
Well, can't you do anything?
You tell me how when we got no proof. Mrs. Gallagher hasn't seen fit to make a complaint.
Was Nick Saunders in on it?
You seem to know more about it than I do. What do you know about Saunders?
Not quite enough, Sergeant. I'll let you know the minute I learn more. Oh, by the way, there is a body over at Georgie Reynolds' apartment. Go over and pick it up like a good fellow, will you? Remember me?
Oh, sure, sure. You're the Falcon, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Can I come in?
Why not? Sorry, I can't offer you anything.
Well, you never know unless you try.
All right, Waring, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard you and George Reynolds had a little trouble last night.
You must be thinking of two other guys.
Well, what gets me is why you took it out on Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah, haven't you heard? He's dead.
Not my old pal, Dixie. Well, 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 what do you know?
I know you better have a pretty good alibi handy. Come on, Saunders, get your coat. We're going to headquarters.
Just brief me on one thing, Waring. You're a private detective, aren't you?
That's right.
Now, where did you get off pushing people around?
It's my hobby. You going to get your coat, or will you go like that?
Oh, act your age.
Put away the gun, Saunders. Put it away.
Wait, cut it out.
Go on, drop it.
Go on, drop it.
All right, now, what do you say, friend? Do we take that little ride I mentioned?
Okay, Waring. But don't be surprised if someday I return the favor.
Is there a guy named Mike Waring here?
That's me, Inspector.
Come in here. I want to talk to you.
Okay. See you later, Sergeant.
Yeah, Pat. Sit down, Waring.
Oh, thanks.
Sergeant Corbett tells me you're the boy who brought in Saunders.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Well, I'm glad you got a kick out of it, because I just talked to headquarters about you.
What for?
To see how they feel about attempted blackmail.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you try to shake down Saunders?
Is that what he claimed?
No, I can put two and two together myself.
Then you ought to go back to school, Inspector. There's something wrong with your arithmetic.
I doubt it. When you start shoving a guy around just because he's got a record, there's only one answer.
Oh, you're crazy. I tell you, Saunders killed Dixie Taylor.
How?
He shot him, that's how.
From Philadelphia?
Oh, what are you talking about?
According to the coroner, Dixie Taylor died at 8:30 p.m.
So what?
Well, at 8:25, Saunders was picked up by the Pennsylvania State Police for carrying a rod without a license. And he wasn't released until 2 hours later. Now, who doesn't know his arithmetic?
Huh? Hazel, how'd you get in here?
The superintendent let me in. I got to talk to you.
Now, that makes us even, Angel, because I want to talk to you.
Look, you've got to drop the case.
Now, that raises a problem. How can I drop something I've never been paid for in the first place?
I don't understand.
I mean, if I'm going to work for free, I might as well do it for myself.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see someone stop me. What's Georgie's phone number?
Why?
Because I want to talk to him.
What about?
The murder of Dixie Taylor.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Are you kidding? Now, what's the number? Come on, Hazel, I'm not clowning.
It's Raleigh 4099.
Now, cheer up, baby. When I get through with Mr. Reynolds, he won't ever lay a hand on me again.
You don't hear me complain.
Next, you'll be telling me you love the guy.
I do.
Hello.
Is that you, Reynolds?
This is Louis Montanus. Who are you?
Mike Waring. Let me talk to George.
I'm afraid that he's out of the question.
Listen, Martinez, if I have to come over there...
Still won't do you any good. He's dead.
He's what?
Yeah. Someone fed him a dose of strychnine about an hour ago. And somehow he didn't seem to agree with him.
Not true, Mike. I don't believe it. Martinez was lying.
I'm supposed to go over and check.
But George,
oh, come on, Hazel. Get a grip on yourself. You're better off without him.
Oh, how can you talk that way?
Because it's the truth. He was no good.
That's a lie.
Now, don't give me that. You knew he was the brain behind the big Joe Gallagher snatch.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, so incidentally, what happened to the loot?
The loot?
The ransom money Mrs. Gallagher paid off.
How would I know?
Well, you would if anybody would. You can't keep it, Angel.
I didn't intend to.
Then where is it?
Well, they didn't tell me, but I watched them through the keyhole.
Where did they put it?
Under the middle cushion of the sofa in George's apartment.
Okay, let's get it before someone else gets the same idea. I wouldn't be surprised if we're a little late now. You
know, what Mike said just now about getting there first sounds like the race that usually goes on at my house for the last piece of cold chicken in the refrigerator. But a chicken sandwich sure makes a swell snack, especially when you put lots of Kraft mayonnaise on the bread. The delicate flavor of Kraft mayonnaise is just exactly what you want. And Kraft mayonnaise is so creamy, rich, and smooth. Just try it. For a grand sandwich spread, as well as for fine salad, there's nothing like true mayonnaise at its finest. Kraft Kitchen Fresh Mayonnaise. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon. A half hour has passed since Mike Waring learned that with the recent death of Georgie Reynolds and the earlier demise of Dixie Taylor, the original quartet was now working as a duo on $100,000 worth of loose notes. And now as we rejoin the team of Mark and Hazel, they're making their entrance at Georgie Reynolds' apartment. But Hazel seems to be suffering with a bad case of stage fright.
What's the matter, Angel? Having trouble?
I guess I'm a little nervous.
Now, here, let me try.
Ah, come in, folks.
Louis.
What do you expect? Shut the door, Waring.
Look, Martinez.
I said shut the door. Now, raise them high.
All right, you don't have to worry. I'm clean.
I don't believe in taking chances.
What's the matter? No sporting blood?
Yeah, I guess I'm yellow. Too bad Georgie didn't have as much sense.
Where is he?
Move the club chair.
What?
Yeah, go on. He's behind it. That won't bring him back.
You killed him.
Well, while we're on this subject, where were you at 11:30?
He was waiting for me in my apartment.
Nice.
Look, you better watch that mouth.
And you better watch yours. All right, Hazel, where is it?
Where is what?
The door we got from Gallagher.
I don't know.
Don't give me that. I want it, honey bunch, and nothing's going to keep me from it, understand?
I wouldn't count on that, Louis.
What?
No. Don't bother turning around, Martinez. It's only me.
Listen, Saunders.
Don't mind if I do, Martinez, but first drop the gun. That's a sweetheart.
You want me to pick it up?
No. Don't trouble yourself, Waring. I can manage. Oh, what happened to Georgie?
The same thing that happened to Dixie Taylor. And
he was such a sweet guy, wasn't he? Oh, by the way, when I walked in here, Martinez was asking you a question. I don't remember your answering it. Would you like to now?
You'll never see a penny of that money.
Come on, Hazel. We're wasting time. Where is it?
You better tell him, Angel. I think he means business.
I do, and make no mistake about it.
It's under the middle cushion of the sofa.
What? Stay where you are, Martinez. I'll do my own checking. Oh, now, isn't that pretty?
Listen, Saunders.
I'm afraid I haven't the time, Louis.
You have to find it, Saunders.
What?
Get down, Hazel! Oh. Hey.
Had enough, Saunders?
Yes, he has.
Hello, Sergeant.
Hiya, Mike. The inspector sent me around to apologize.
Oh, what happened?
20 minutes ago, a call came through from Philly that Saunders they picked up there was this guy's cousin.
I thought there was something screwy playing.
Well, if you fellas don't mind.
Just a minute. Where are you going, Martinez?
Well, I just figure it's no point of my hanging around just now.
Well, you better get used to it, Louis. You're going to do quite a bit of it from now on.
What are you talking about?
You killed Dixie Taylor and George Reynolds.
You're crazy.
Well, maybe you're right. Here, I've got you hanging when any kid knows that in New York, they burn you. All right, Sergeant, prove it to him.
Mike.
Oh, don't say it, Angel.
But I was just going to ask...
Ask me to explain things. Hmm?
Well, yes.
Well, I guess you're entitled to it. You see, this was a modern version of thieves falling out. When Louis Martinez saw how George double-crossed Saunders, it didn't take him long to figure that he was next. So he decided to beat your boyfriend to the punch. First, he killed Dixie, which made it look bad for Saunders. And then, to ensure his bet, he killed George.
Then why did he wait at the house for us?
Well, he had to. You were the only one who knew where the money was stashed. And until he got it, he committed two murders for nothing.
Well, couldn't Saunders have done that?
Mm-mm. I knew Martinez was the killer long before Saunders ever showed up.
How?
Well, Martinez told us he hadn't called the police, so obviously there was no autopsy performed. Yet he knew exactly what poison killed George and the time he got it. Remember he told me over the phone that George had been fed a dose of strychnine an hour before I called?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how would he know that unless he was right there feeding it to him?
Shall I tell you something?
I wish you would.
I lied to you about loving George, you see. Otherwise, I was afraid you might suspect me.
No, I couldn't afford to, Angel.
Why not?
Well, you're much prettier than Martinez and Saunders.
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, you see, I figured to wrap up this case around midnight. And if you were guilty, what would I do for a date?